The Burke Natural History Museum at the University of Washington is the state's oldest museum. It's a repository for everything from dinosaur bones to dead birds. Now, museum leaders want state lawmakers to pony up funding for a new building for the Burke. They'd like to put out more of their massive collection on display. Right now, most of it is out of the public's eye. But my colleague Marcy Silman met up with Burke Museum Director Julie Stein. Stein punched a security code into a keypad, and into the vaults they went.
So now we're coming into the part that's not open to the public. Oh my gosh.
We came into an area that has very tall ceilings, probably 18 feet high. We have shelves that go from the floor to 14 feet up in the air, and they ride on rails, and they're called compactors. They have wheels on the end of them that allow you to push them all together or pull them apart so you have an aisle in the exact location you want.
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, there's like a dozen shelves in each of these nooks filled with what I'm looking at as like masks, beautiful native masks.
There are examples of both ancient masks, maybe 200 years old, as well as contemporary works of art. This is called a sea monster mask. The sea monster is part of the Kwakwaka'wakw culture, and it is a creature that lives in the ocean and brings storms and bad weather, can cause your canoe to tip over, and disaster. And the sea monster always has a very broad mouth and a blowhole on the top of the head. This particular example you're looking at is painted in black and green and red and is about 100 years old and part of our collection. The one adjacent to it,
the big one, is this also a sea monster?
Yes, this is a contemporary piece made by Calvin Hunt, an acclaimed Kwakwaka'wakw artist.
I'm kind of blown away because I'm standing here and there are dozens, right? Dozens more than that of masks just on these shelves.
Hundreds.
What percentage of the Burke's holdings actually are exhibited at any given time?
The average museum puts less than 1% of their collections on display. I believe ours is smaller than that. It's probably less than 0.01%.
Lead on, Julie.
There's 7,500 baskets right around the corner.
Good, let's go see 7,500. That's a lot of baskets.
Our baskets, over 5,500, are from the Northwest Coast.
So you have to have a code to get in and out of there.
Yes.
Okay. And is where
what
are
you're
we?
Hearing
where
now is paleontology.
This cool.
This is the section of the museum that deals with animals and plants that died millions of years ago and were fossilized.
It's the place where you get to
see dinosaurs. Yeah. So to our left are big blobs of plaster, and in them are fossils that have been taken from the field and protected, just like you would protect your broken arm.
So there's a real fossil.
There's a real fossil in there. And there are usually clues on the outside that tell you that the bone is here and the bone is here.
So, for example, the mammoth that they found in South Lake Union, is that in this museum someplace?
Yes, it is. It's on display. That one we put on display so you can see it from 10 to 5, 7 days a week.
So if I was digging for something and happened upon a mammoth bone or something really big, I would call you guys.
Absolutely. We'd love it if you did.
Oh, my gosh.
You are now looking at shelving, very heavy-duty shelving that can hold very heavy rocks and fossils. They have straps that are protecting the fossils from shaking off in an earthquake. The straps are bright orange. Everything you see on the right side is either a mammoth or a mastodon. All of them are from Washington. These tan-colored ones closest to us are bones from one individual found in West Richland. It's a Colombian mammoth, and here's the skull.
Wow, it's big.
So the tusks would have fit into these sockets down there, and those are the teeth of the upper jaw.
Oh my gosh.
And here's the lower jaw with the teeth. There are trays of fossil plants everywhere. This has just come back from the field work we did this summer. So one of the things people often say is, you know, what is a treasure that you have found? And we have here on this table
a treasure,
a wonderful treasure that has been brought to the museum.
Whoa.
We have it in this plastic tub.
It's in submerged in water.
And that's because it was found underwater. It is a woven cradle, and it's about 4 feet long and a foot wide. It was found in the Nooksack River by a member of the Nooksack tribe. He was very smart to recognize that although the roots of a tree were woven through it, the tree had fallen over and brought this basket up to the surface, and that it needed to stay wet if it was going to be preserved.
Kennewick Man doesn't still live in this museum.
Yes, he is. He is very carefully stored in a very high-tech case to protect him from the environmental changes that happen here. And the Army Corps of Engineer personnel must be present if the case is ever opened. And so we don't even tell people where he is.
That's Julie Stein, director of the Burke Museum of Natural History. It's at the University of Washington campus. Now, on October 10th and 11th, the Burke's going to host an event it calls Mammoth Mania. You remember those Richland mammoth bones that Stein was showing Marcy Silman? Well, museum curators plan to bring them up to the galleries and lay them out to see if you've got enough to display it. They've got enough to display a complete skeleton. They're going to figure that out. Plus, you're going to be able to see the remains of that mammoth that was discovered this year on the shores of South Lake Union if you take a trip over to the Burke Museum of Natural History. It's at the University of Washington campus.